Ezekiel chapter 7. Then the word of the Lord came to me, and said, Now as for you, son of Adam, this is what the Lord, says. The ground of Israel is at an end. The end is coming over the four corners of the land. Now the end has come over you. And I will send my anger against you, and I will judge you according to your ways, and I will lay on you all your abominations. My eye will not have pity on you, and I will not show compassion, but I will lay your ways on you, and your abominations will be in your midst, and you will know that I am the Lord. This is what the Lord, says, A calamity, one calamity, behold, it is coming. An end is coming, the end is coming. It is looming over you, behold, it is coming. The turning point has come to you, you inhabitants of the land. The time has come, the day is near. There is tumult and not joyous shouting in the mountains. Now I will shortly pour out my fury over you, and I will expend my anger against you, and I will judge you according to your ways, and I will lay on you all your abominations. My eye will not have pity, and I will not show compassion. As your ways are, so I will lay them on you, and your abominations will be in your midst, and you will know that it is I, the Lord, who am doing the striking. Behold the day, behold it is coming. The turning point has arisen. The sceptre has flourished, the insolence has blossomed. Violence has arisen as a rod for wickedness, not from them or from their own population, and not from a single one of them. And there will be no lamentation for them. The time has come, the day has arrived. Don't let the buyer rejoice, and don't let the seller mourn, for there is fury over all its population. For the seller will not return to what is sold as long as they still live, for the vision is about the whole of its population, which will not return, and no one will establish himself in his life by his iniquity. They have blown the trumpet, and they have prepared everything, but there is no one going to battle, for over the whole of its population is my fury. There is the sword outside and pestilence and famine inside. He who is in the field will die by the sword, and as for him who is in the city, famine and pestilence will consume him. But there will be some of them who escape, and they will be on the mountains like the doves of the valleys, all cooing, each for his own iniquity. All hands will become feeble, and all knees will melt like water. And they will gird themselves with sackcloth, and terror will cover them, and there will be shame on every face, and baldness on all their heads. They will discard their silver in the streets, and their gold will become menstrual uncleanness. Their silver and their gold will not be able to save them on the day of the Lord's wrath. They do not satisfy their desires, and they do not fulfil their yearnings, for it has become a stumbling block resulting from their iniquity. And as for his ornamental splendour, he set it in his preeminent place, but they made their abominable and obscene images in it, which is why I have made it a menstrually unclean thing to them. And I will deliver it into the hand of foreigners as spoil, and to the wicked of the earth as plunder. And they will defile it. And I will turn my face away from them, and my hidden treasure will be defiled when raiders come to it and defile it. Make a chain, for the land is full of judicial cases of bloodshed, and the city is full of violence. And I will bring wicked men from the Gentiles, who will inherit their houses. And I will put a stop to the arrogance of the powerful, and their sanctifiers will pass on the inheritance. Wreckage is coming, and they will seek peace, but there won't be any. Calamity upon calamity will come, and there will be rumour upon rumour, and they will seek a vision from a prophet, but the priest will be devoid of the law, and the elders will be devoid of counsel. The king will mourn, and the prince will wear clothes displaying desolation, and the hands of the people of the land will be made to tremble. I will do to them according to their way, and I will judge them with their own judgments, and they will know that I am the Lord.